This is the USDA Reports from the DTN Progressive Farmer Newsroom.
Hello, everyone. This is Senior Analyst Dana Mantini with DTN to bring you a brief recap of the Wednesday, November 9, 2022 USDA and WASDE report. Let's start by looking at where prices were prior to the report. Just prior to the report, corn was trading down about 6 cents. Soybeans are up about 6 cents, and wheat was down about, 5 to 6 cents. Right now, just a few minutes ago when I looked, December corn was up 2 3/4. November soybeans were up 6 1/4, and December Kansas City wheat was down 8 1/2. So not a big market mover, this report was. There are very few substantive changes to the balance sheet. We'll start by looking at where the average trader guesses were according to the Dow Jones analyst, the survey pre-report. Traders were looking for an average yield on corn of 171.9 bushels per acre, not much change from the month before, and a 13.893 crop with ending stocks 1.212. The numbers came out 172.3. That's up 0.4 bushels per acre from last month, and production was 13.930. That's up 35 million bushels from last month, so a little bit higher than what the trade had anticipated. However, the ending stocks were revealed at 1.182, only up 10 million bushels. And that was due to an increase of 25 million bushels in the feed and residual on corn. Harvested acres were left unchanged at 80.8 million acres. So a little bit lower ending stocks, although lower than what the trade had expected, a little bit higher than last month, not a big market mover. Perhaps a little bit slightly friendly for corn. Moving on to soybeans, traders were looking for an average yield of 49.9 and production of 4.324 billion bushels with ending stocks at 215. The yield came out a little bit higher than that at 50.2. That's up 0.4 bushels per acre from last month. Production at 4.35, that was up 33 million bushels from last month. And ending stocks were a little bit higher than what the trade anticipated at 220 million bushels, up 20 from October. So not much of a mover there. If anything, maybe slightly negative for soybeans. Harvested acres were unchanged at 86.6 million acres. Some just minor demand changes, one of which I already mentioned. Feed and residual on corn up 25 million bushels. Crush on soybeans up 10 million bushels. Exports on corn were left unchanged. That's probably a surprise to a lot of people in the trade. U.S. corn export sales are running 53% behind last year. A lot of folks expected an increase or a decrease of 50 million bushels in sales. They did not get that. Ethanol was left unchanged. Soybean exports were left unchanged as well. On wheat, there were just minor changes. Wheat food use was up 7 million bushels. Seed use was down 2 million bushels. Ending stocks were down 5 million bushels at 571 million bushels. That's a little bit, 5 million bushels lower than what the trade had anticipated. Some of the changes in world numbers, no change in Russian production. The USDA left that at 91 million tons, even though there's a lot of private analysts out there that have Russian wheat production at like close to 100 million tons. So that was a bit of a surprise. Argentina was reduced 2 million tons to 15.5 million tons due to the ongoing drought they have down there. In Australia was raised 1.5 million tons to 34.5, and that's getting close to a record crop. And let's see, moving on to the world numbers, there was little change. Corn was moved from 300.76 million metric tons to 301.2, not much of a change. Soybeans were a little bit on the negative side. Ending stocks moved from 100.52 million metric tons to 102.17 million metric tons. And wheat was just moved just slightly higher, 267.54 to today's 267.8 million tons. China imports on soybeans were left unchanged at 98 million tons despite the poor crush margins and the COVID lockdowns that China's experienced in the past year. That was a bit of a surprise. I think some people thought China's soybean imports would be dropped just a little bit. And that's it. That's about the sum of it. Markets weren't impacted by it much at all. Very minor changes in yield and production. And so a very ho-hum report, you might say. for November USDA WASDE report. So that's it. This is Dana Mantini, senior analyst with DTN. Thank you for joining us today at DTN, and have a great day.
This has been the USDA Reports from the DTN Progressive Farmer Newsroom.